Page 89. 2. Read, listen, and check your answers.
Barney's Fur. Marlowe was the richest man in the village. One evening, three men came to his house. They were tired and wanted a bed for the night. "You can sleep in the stable," said Marlowe, "and my servant will bring you some soup." The three men said thank you and went to the stable, and the servant brought them the soup. In the middle of the night, one of the men quietly got up. He took a rope and tied it round the cow's neck. He led the cow into a forest and tied it to a tree. "I'll get the cow in the morning and sell her at tomorrow's market," he thought. Next morning, the servant went to the stable. When he saw that one cow was missing, he went to tell Marlowe. Marlowe went to the stable. "Did you take one of my cows?" he asked. "Of course not," the three men answered. "We were asleep all night." Marlowe told his wife about the cow. "I'm sure that one of the three men took the cow," she said. "I have a plan." They went to the stable and she said, "We have a very clever dog called Barney. Go into the room where Barney is and stroke him. When the thief touches Barney's fur, Barney will bark." The first man went into the room. The dog didn't make a sound. The second man went in. The dog didn't make a sound. Finally, the third man went in. The dog didn't make a sound. "Did you all touch the dog's fur?" asked the woman. "Yes," they said. Then Marlowe's wife asked to smell the hand they used to touch the dog. She smelt them in turn. When she got to the third man, she smelt his hand and said, "You are the thief. Your friend's hands smell of Barney. Your hand doesn't. You didn't touch Barney's fur. You didn't want Barney to bark. Now, please tell us where the cow is."